Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, June 22nd, 2015. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 56th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes, tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Huffington Post ran an op-ed by someone who shies away from Shakespeare, discussing, in detail no less, why Love's Labour's Lost begs to be read. Love the section on inappropriate humor. The Press-Telegram previewed this year's Shakespeare by the Sea season, which includes As You Like It in The Tempest. The play will tour the Los Angeles and Orange County areas of Southern California through the end of August. The Kansas City Star previewed King Lear by Heart of America Shakespeare Festival, which will run through the 5th of July in Southmoreland Park in Kansas City, Missouri. The Union Tribune previewed the upcoming season at San Diego's Old Globe Shakespeare Festival, including Twelfth Night. Van City Buzz reviewed The Comedy of Errors by Bard on the Beach, saying the production running in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, is one of the better Shakespearean modernizations in recent memory. Theatre Mania reviewed The Tempest by Shakespeare in the Park, giving it a mixed review, lamenting a slow ending. Variety also reviewed the production poorly, calling it plodding. Finally, if you want to review the reviews, you can check out the roundup published at Broadway World. DC Metro Theater Arts reviewed The Comedy of Errors by Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, running through mid-July at Ellicott City, Maryland, saying that the rollicking production, with songs from Talking Heads and Meghan Trainor, no less, is hilarious. The Aurora Sentinel reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Colorado Shakespeare Festival, running through the first week of August at the Colorado University Boulder campus, saying that it will shine in the memories of theatergoers for a long, long time. The Daily Camera reviewed the play as well, saying that it presented an expert mix of love and conflict. Syracuse.com reviewed Henry V by Syracuse Shakespeare Festival, running through the weekend at Syracuse, New York, saying that it is a strong, absorbing production. Oregon Live reviewed Macbeth by Portland Actors Ensemble, running through mid-July in Portland, Oregon's Lone Fir Cemetery, saying that the production setting has unearthed fresh layers of the drama's gothic creepiness. Sounds cool. The Guardian reviewed Kings of War by Tonal Group, a conflation of Henry V through Richard III, currently being staged in Holland, but coming to the Barbican in London in April of next year, saying the Dutch language production with English subtitles makes for an explosive examination of political leadership and present-day power. And finally, The Courier-Journal reviewed The Taming of the Shrew by Kentucky Shakespeare, saying the production that runs through the end of July in Louisville, Kentucky, gives the audience a funny night of theater. Now, let's take a look back at the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On June 16, 1567, Mary, Queen of Scots, was taken into custody and imprisoned at Loch Leven Castle, where she miscarried twins within a week, and a few days later was forced to abdicate the Scottish throne for her infant son James VI of Scotland, who would later become James I of England. On June 17, 1239, Edward I was born, the king dead center between King John two generations before and Edward III, who, well, just wait until we talk about June 21st. On June 18th, 1429, Joan of Arc defeated Falstaff and Talbot at the Battle of Patay, as depicted in the first part of Henry VI. On June the 19th, 1566, James VI of Scotland was born. He would later become James I of England following the death of Elizabeth I. It would be James who would become Shakespeare's patron and turn the Chamberlain's men into the King's men. On June 20th, 1947, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel was killed in Hollywood, California. A mobster and one of the founders of Murder Incorporated, he has absolutely no connection to Shakespeare. But consider the play the Bard could have put together around him. On June 21st, 2013, Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing was released in North America. On the same date, 1377, Edward III dies because his son, Edward Black Prince of Wales, predeceased him by 7 months. King Edward left the throne to 10-year-old Richard II, and we know how that turned out. On June 22, 1483, Edward IV's marriage to Elizabeth Woodville was declared invalid and Edward's children's bastards. This led to Richard, Duke of Gloucester, being offered the crown, which he accepted on June 26th, and he was crowned Richard III on July 6th in Westminster Abbey. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending June 22, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the Real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week.